Panyets felt himself botching it. His usual sales talk was smooth, facile, and plausible. But this limped like a shot-up space wagon. But it was the content, not the form, that interested the Grand Master. So, transmutation. There have been fools who have claimed the ability. They have paid for their prying sacrilege. Had they succeeded? No. The Grand Master seemed coldly amused. Success at producing gold would have been a crime that carried its own antidote. It is the attempt plus the failure that is fatal. Here, what can you do with my staff? He pounded the floor with it. Your veneration will excuse me. My device is a small model, prepared by myself, and your staff is too long. The Grand Master's small, shining eye wandered and stopped. Randall, your buckles. Come, man, they shall be replaced double if need be. The buckles passed down the line, hand to hand. The Grand Master weighed them thoughtfully. Here, he said, and threw them to the floor. Panyets picked them up. He tugged hard before the cylinder opened, and his eyes blinked and squinted with effort as he centered the buckles carefully on the anode screen. Later, it would be easier, but there must be no failures the first time. The homemade transmuter crackled malevolently for 10 minutes while the odor of ozone became faintly present. The Asconians backed away, muttering, and again Furl whispered urgently into his ruler's ear. The Grand Master's expression was stony. He did not budge. And the buckles were gold. Panyets held them out to the Grand Master with a murmured, "Your veneration." But the old man hesitated, then gestured them away. His stare lingered upon the transmuter. Panyets said rapidly, "Gentlemen, this is gold. Gold through and through. You may subject it to every known physical and chemical test if you wish to prove the point. It cannot be identified from naturally occurring gold in any way. Any iron can be so treated. Rust will not interfere, nor will a moderate amount of alloying metals." But Panyets spoke only to fill a vacuum. He let the buckles remain in his outstretched hand, and it was the gold that argued for him.